It used to be that only locals knew all the back road shortcuts to get around traffic. But now most of us have apps that calculate the fastest routes based on up-to-date traffic information. But what happens when everybody starts using the same previously secret shortcuts? Reporter Eli Wirtschafter went to the city of Fremont, California, and found, well, traffic backs up there too.
Rose Margaret Itua is an engineering professor at Ohlone College in Fremont. She says when she started teaching here 4 years ago, it took her only 25 minutes to get home.
But now, an hour to get home at best.
The slowest part of her drive is getting from her job to the highway. It's only a mile, a straight shot down a main road.
Sometimes when I'm really stuck in the traffic, I would use Google Maps. But then it would take me through another route that would just get me stuck in even worse traffic. So now I don't bother, I just stay here.
I want to test this out, so I pull out my phone and open the navigation app Waze. That's W-A-Z-E.
In 300 feet, turn right, then turn left.
We have about 2 blocks to go to get on the freeway, and it's telling us to make 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 6 turns to get there.
No, not the best.
Itua isn't into it. And sure enough, we see that the traffic on the side streets is moving just as slowly as we are.
So if we followed Waze, we would be part of that now.
Now, you can't blame all the traffic on navigation apps. The economy here is growing. More people are commuting. But now those commuters are piling up on local roads like never before.
So what we see happening in Fremont, we see happening in many other cities.
That's Alex Bayan, the director of the Institute of Transportation Studies at UC Berkeley.
It is definitely going to get worse as more and more people continue to use apps.
A spokesperson for Waze said that their app improves traffic by spreading it across the road system. But Bayan says while that might have been true when such apps first came out,
now a vast majority of people have smartphones, therefore have access to these apps, and now you see massive amounts of people who are changing their routing patterns based on better information.
So, Bayan says, traffic builds up on streets that weren't designed to handle it. That can slow down the whole system. Bayan says this effect relates to the theories of John Nash, the guy from the movie A Beautiful Mind. Nash demonstrated that what's best for individuals in a system isn't necessarily what's best for everybody. So in this case,
routing people in the way that is best for them, the fastest way, doesn't mean that traffic overall is moving more efficiently.
In Fremont, the city is trying to deal with some of this app-induced traffic. Noe Veloso, a transportation engineer for the city, drives me out to a street that's gotten a lot of cut-through traffic.
I mean, we wanted to restrict this cut-through route 100%.
So Veloso and his team installed a sign. It says, no right turns from 3 to 7 p.m. But for the sign to do its job, the apps need to know about it too. So the city contacted Waze.
Waze had agreed to actually upload this and implement this onto their navigation application.
And Waze stopped directing drivers here. But the problem isn't just Waze. The most popular driving app, Google Maps, also sends drivers on alternate routes. And even though Google owns both Waze and Google Maps, Veloso learned the hard way that sending Waze information is not the same as sending it to Google Maps.
We actually, as a staff, kept putting in multiple notes to Google. We made this change onto our roadway system. Please update your system.
Google Maps eventually updated, but it took months. And at the time I was with Veloso, they were still sending drivers here. We watch as a few cars roll up and ignore the sign. They could be Google Maps users, or maybe they just know this shortcut and it's too hard to resist.
Yes, that's a black BMW, just made an illegal right turn.
Fremont recently joined a program where the city trades information with Waze. More than 70 agencies nationally have joined the program. Drivers find out when the city has closed a road or changed a sign. And in return, the city gets up-to-date anonymous traffic information. This program doesn't stop the traffic jams. But for now, at least it helps cities understand where they're coming from. For Here and Now, I'm Eli Wirtschafter.